Good morning, dear brothers and sisters. Buenos días. My name is Father Hubert Navarro. I belong to the Diocese of Huánuco in Peru. And I came to share with you my faith, to pray with you, so that in this Eucharist we may all together prophesy, truly, Lord, you are the Son of Man. And he will tell us, don't be afraid, it is I, ego eimi, it is I, the Lord, who can save you. Dear brothers and sisters, we came to tell the Lord, Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. The kindness, the mercy, the salvation of the Lord is a gift that the Lord gives to those who, with a sincere heart, go and ask for. In the Holy Scripture, we see when the Lord says, if you call on me, I will listen to you. If you invoke my name, I will be there to assist you. So nice it is to see, especially in this time of the Eucharistic renewal that we are having in the United States of America and in other parts of the world as well. But here in the USA, we are in this process of the Eucharistic revival at the parish level. And the bishops, the Catholic bishops of America, tell us that this Eucharistic renewal starts by each one of us, by each one of us that who recognizes that the day of the Lord is so important for my life. I cannot pass my week without celebrating the day of the Lord. I cannot celebrate the week without going for my holy hour adoration. I cannot pass the week without praying, without asking the Lord, Lord, save me. And so, dear brothers and sisters, in this year of the Eucharistic revival, all of us are invited to ask the Lord, Lord, help me. Lord, save me. And we will see, especially when the Father consecrates the Blessed Sacrament on the altar, our eyes can still see a piece of bread, can see wine, but our faith will tell us it is no longer bread or wine. It is the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is why there is this beautiful hymn that we have been chanting for generations after generations, which says that even our eyes can see a piece of bread, our mouth can taste a piece of bread, but our faith tells us that we have been nurtured by the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Adorote devote latens deitas, quae sub his figuris vere latitas, tibi ser cor meum totum subicit, quia te contemplas totum deficit. Visus tactus gustus in te fallitur, sed auditu solo tutu creditur. Credo quid quid dixit Dei filius, nihilo verbo veri tatis verius. In cruce latebat sola deitas, ad hic latesimul et humanitas. Ambo tamen credens atque confites, peto quod petibit latro penitens. Plaga sicut Thomas non intueor. Deum tamen meum te confiteor. Fac me tibi semper magis credere, in te spen avere, te diligere. So beautiful, says, fac me tibi semper magis credere. Lord, help me to believe more and more in you. As we have heard in today's gospel, where it says that our Lord Jesus Christ was with the people, with the disciples, and sent the disciples, go on before the me. And so Jesus walking on the lake in the midst of the night approached that situation where the apostles were in danger. This joy of the gospel reminds us that our Lord never abandons those who put their trust and call on him. When the boat was in the midst of the sea, Jesus was not physically present with them. He was praying on the mountain. When he saw that his disciples were in danger, he went walking on the sea to save them. It is I, don't be afraid, he said. And then Peter said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. He said, come. Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? Dear brothers and sisters, St. John Chrysostom says that this experience and this message of the good news has a great lesson for us, because the church, like the apostles' boat, and each one of us also encounters difficulties of every kind in our lives. The families, when they are facing a huge torment in their lives, the easiest thing is to say, it's done, everything is done, no more. Or when the person is facing any difficulty, any trouble in the life, it's done. There is no more thing to be done. But the good news is, there is still something to be done. Jesus is waiting for us to help us. Don't be afraid, he says. It is I am here to save you. And that is that we need to be humble, to go to the Lord. Lord, you know my situation. Pray to him, kneel before him, and tell him, Jesus, help me. In every need, let me come to you with a humble trust, saying, Jesus, help me. In all my doubts, perplexities, and temptations, Jesus, help me. In hours of loneliness, weariness, and trials, Jesus, help me. In failure of my plans and hopes, in disappointments, Jesus, help me. Among families, children can disappoint their parents. Wives can disappoint their husbands. Husbands can disappoint their wives. Friends can disappoint each other. But the only one who will not disappoint us never is the good Lord. That is why when others fail me and your grace alone can assist me, Jesus, save me. When I threw myself on your tender love as my Lord and Savior, Jesus, help me. When my heart is cast down by failure at seeing no good coming from my efforts, Jesus, help me. Still continue praying. Still call out, Jesus, help me. Jesus, save me. So nice to see so many families with their children, with their youth present here. And how nice would be that they may continue persevering in the faith. They may continue practicing the joy of being Catholics. And that is why I came today on behalf of the Most Reverend Neri Menor Vargas, Bishop of the Diocese of Huánuco in Peru. He asked me to greet you and to issue peace and joy from our Lord Jesus Christ, who promised to be with us until the end of times. He also told me to let you know that he's praying for you. All the way back in the Diocese of Huánuco in Peru, my bishop and the diocese are praying for us, are praying for you, for your needs, for your joys, for your hopes, for your faith. They are praying for us. In addition, he told me to share with you that he has been implementing a new diocesan pastoral project in the Diocese of Huánuco as a continuous effort to proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. The priority of this project is to reach all the rural areas of the diocese. The Diocese of Huánuco is located in the central part of Peru, especially in the high mountains. There are parishes where they are located at an altitude of 16,000 high feet, and other parishes in the jungle, where it is always 90 or 95 degrees. And the missions of the church are present in those parts of the world. So, my bishop told me to let you know that he is being motivated also by the words of Pope Francis, who says, "The joy of the gospel fills the hearts and lives of all who encounter Jesus. Those who accept his offer of salvation are set free from sin, sorrow, inner emptiness, and loneliness. With Christ, joy is constantly born anew." I invite all Christians everywhere at this very moment to a renewed personal encounter with Jesus Christ, or at least an openness to let him encounter them, as I ask all of you to do this unfailingly each day. No one should think that this invitation is not meant for him or her, since no one is excluded from the joy brought by the Lord. So my bishop says, I also want that this joy brought by the Lord may reach all the rural areas of my diocese. And so he had to do a re-engineering, a reorganization of this way of evangelization, so that children may remain Catholics, the youth may remain Catholics when they go to the college or to the university, when the teachers, when the lecturers, they tell them, there is no God. They have to defend. They say, there is God. I don't care what you say, but I believe what the Holy Scripture says. There is God. In the schools or in the universities, in the college, the professors will tell the children or the youth, you don't need the church. Why you go to the church? You don't need to go for confession. You don't need to go for Sunday Mass. But those children who are now being catechized with the Bible, they are trained to respond, yes, I need my Sunday Mass. Yes, I need to go to pray together with the community. I need to go for confession. I need to receive the sacraments. And we hope that this project will have a great impact in the lives of the children, of the youth, the families, so that they may not be stolen the most precious gift that we have. And this most precious gift is the faith. The faith not in any person, but in Jesus Christ, who said, come to me, all you who labor, and I will give you rest, and in me you will find peace. I was working as a pastor for 5 years in a rural area in my diocese. The parish is called Holy Cross Parish of Churubamba. It's a missionary parish located in the high mountains. To fulfill this pastoral project, I had to go by my car, driving 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours sometimes, and I leave the car there, and then I would walk 2 days, 3 days to the farther places to give baptism, to celebrate baptism, holy anointing, to bless the houses, the animals, to bless the families, and also to celebrate the holy sacrament of marriage. And then after 2 days, 3 days, I would come back home. People would be generous. They would give me my chicken, my potato, and I carrying back would come back home. Sometimes my feet was very swollen, but the joy that I brought in my heart is that I took the faith. And people also there were so happy because they said, the priest has visited us. And it was fulfilled, as Jesus said, Whoever welcomes you, welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me, welcomes my heavenly Father who sent me. So they understood when the priest visited them, it was God himself in the person of the priest, in persona Christi. God was there present to bless, to be with them. So dear brothers and sisters, I would like to invite you to become these missionaries also, because you have as a patron to Saint Paul, the greatest missionary of the New Testament. So you will be celebrating 50 years of your parish. Father Joseph, you can take to the missions of my diocese of Huánuco also, to your parishioners. Those who would like to go to these beautiful missions, you are most welcome. And on behalf of my bishop and all the diocese of Huánuco, muchas gracias for your generosity, because the direct beneficiary of your second collection of today will be the diocese of Huánuco, the priests who are living in those remote areas of the diocese, the deacons, the sisters, the catechists, and the entire people of God who will be receiving the proclamation of the joy of the gospel. Thank you so much to each one of you for your generosity. May God continue strengthening your faith, hope, and charity. And always ask the Lord, Jesus, save me. Jesus, be with me. Jesus, help me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.